little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Beer.
Well, I tried them all, and I might stop beer, but my favorite drug is an high school beer. Beer, 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 beer.
It's time once again for the Silver Creek Sampler, brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Silver Creek Sampler, and this week we step away from the beer coolers and head on over to the wine department.
So we knew I would very much enjoy this one.
Well, Joe decided over at Silver Creek, you know, for this first month of the Silver Creek Sampler, we should probably focus in on Minnesota-made products. And today we have a wine from Forest Edge Winery, which is located in LaPorte, Minnesota, and a winery that I didn't know exists, but now we're ready to both road trip
there. Yeah, we're both like, when can we make a trip to get a tour? Like,
can't be
yeah.
that far away. Nope. Yes. Yeah.
So, and it's not. Not too far away.
No, not at all. Yeah, so this is kind of cool. Not only trying great new products from Silver Creek, but also learning about places in Minnesota. A couple of winemakers by the name of Paul and Sharon Schuster, along with their friend John Widmo, were initially brought together by a love of old Volkswagens. And then they started making wine, but they don't use grapes.
No, it's all sorts of different fruits. Some fruits and berries that survived the long winters of northern Minnesota.
So they started Forest Edge Winery, and they're making about 5,000 to 6,000 gallons of wine per year. And it's interesting because today we tried the blueberry rhubarb wine, and
rhubarb blueberry blend to be exact.
All of their rhubarb comes from their farm at their winery.
Yes, they're growing it right there on the farm, and they use it. If you check on their website, they use it in quite a few of their different wines.
That's because they're going through 5 tons of rhubarb a year there.
That's a lot of rhubarb.
Isn't that a lot of rhubarb?
That's a lot of rhubarb.
You thought you had a big rhubarb plant in your backyard? 5 tons of rhubarb a year they are growing there. All their other fruits and berries that they get are all purchased from local growers in the area. So this one, well, what'd you think?
Well, at first, I was kind of hesitant because I'm not normally a big rhubarb fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like the smell of it, but just never been a big fan of like the rhubarb
pie. I threatened to mow it down in our backyard.
Yeah, like my mom is always big on rhubarb, and I'm not.
Right.
But tried it, and this is a very delicious bottle of wine.
It is quite delightful.
How they describe it on the label, it is a specialty in the blend of rhubarb and blueberry wines produces a full-bodied red that is delightful with a meal or by itself, and you want to serve it slightly chilled.
Kind of grape in color. I expected it to smell like fruit because, like we said, it's all fruit in their wines. But really, no, it just smells like a wine.
It smells like a wine. It smells like it would be sweet.
Yes.
But it actually is not.
No, not overly sweet. Actually, almost has a little dry to it.
A little dry, but it's not like you would get if you would have a Cabernet or Merlot or any of those darker red wines that are up there. It is not. It is pleasantly tart is, I feel, the best way to describe it. Because you kind of expect it to have that lingering finish that kind of it sits in your mouth and then it does, after a while it doesn't taste so good. But it's pleasantly tart and very delicious. A little more rhubarb than it is wine because they mix the two wines basically together.
Right.
67% rhubarb wine and 33% blueberry wine.
Delicious. No matter
yes.
How. And the other thing, like we said, three people, they do everything there. They do the growing
everything,
of the rhubarb.
Yep.
They do the running of the tastings. They make the wine. It's just a three-person operation. They do open up for retail traffic on May 1st, so we'll have to wait a little while for our road trip, I guess.
But we'll be planning
Forest
it.
Forest Edge Wine, check it out. The many varieties. They've got 15 different varieties of wine, and many of them are available at Silver Creek Liquor right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.